And here is your KLEM News. A longtime Plymouth County Fair Board member receives the Heart of the County Fair Award during the Friday County Fair Day dinner last week at the Iowa State Fair. After receiving the award for the Northwest Iowa District, Candace Nash Farr shined the spotlight on 4-H and FFA participants.
Well, you got to start with the youth. And we wouldn't have a county fair if it wasn't for the 4-H and FFA program and those kiddos and those families. So they are the heartbeat of the fair, those 4-H families. Not just the kiddos. It takes a whole family, as you know, to get projects to the fair, to get animals to the fair, to practice communications projects, to practice, you know, baking a cake, making a pie, life lessons. I saw a thing here at the Iowa State Fair that says the banner is the fun, the lessons are the journey, something like that. And I thought, I'm going to go back and take that. It's in the beef barn, and I'm going to go take a picture of that, because I thought that's what it's all about. It's not about the ribbons, the trophies, the banners. It's about the lessons these kids are learning. So as far as a county fair, I think that's just the backbone.
Candace was supported at the event by family, friends, and fellow board members. She talked about the important role county fairs play in our community and beyond.
It's important for tourism. It's important for local economic development. It's important to families. It's important to agriculture. It just hits. And it's important to families making memories. And that's highly important in a community. That's what I think it's about.
The award was coordinated by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. An Orange City youth exhibitor is celebrating a big win at the Iowa Governor's Charity Steer Show while helping raise a record amount of money for families in need. Cale England of Orange City and Governor Kim Reynolds were named the judges' grand champion team at Friday's 44th annual event at the Iowa State Fair. The pair showed their steer Norm to take the show's most prestigious award. England was sponsored by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the Iowa Beef Industry Council. England also received the event's Community Hero Award for going above and beyond to support the Ronald McDonald House Charities. He organized multiple drop-off locations, collected non-perishable items, and delivered truckloads of donations to his local Ronald McDonald House. The event raised a record $572,000 this year, bringing the total raised since 1983 to more than $6.5 million. The money supports Ronald McDonald Houses in Des Moines, Iowa City, and Sioux City, helping families with their children receive medical care. The Lamar City Council will hold a public hearing today on proposed changes to the city's firework ordinance. The hearing is scheduled for noon today at the Lamar City Hall during the City Council meeting and will focus on proposed amendments to Chapter 48 of the Lamar's Code of Ordinances, which regulates fireworks within the city. One of the major changes being considered would reduce the number of days when consumer fireworks could legally be discharged in Lamar's. Under the proposed ordinance, fireworks discharge would be limited to July 3rd, July 4th, and December 3rd. 31st. That would be a reduction from the dates currently allowed under Iowa law. State guidelines allow consumer fireworks to be used between June 1st and July 8th, as well as December 10th through January 3rd, although there are specific time restrictions within those periods. The council will also consider changes addressing the sale of fireworks in Lamar's, including regulations involving both permanent and temporary structures used for fireworks sales. The proposed changes are intended to update Chapter 48 and establish specific local regulations regarding both the sale and use of consumer fireworks. Today's hearing will give members of the public an opportunity to comment on the proposed changes before the City Council considers further action on the ordinance. The Lamar City Council's public hearing begins at noon today at City Hall. Any final changes to the city's firework regulations would require action by the City Council following the ordinance process.